Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we turn our attention, everybody by now knows what's happened up at Parkland and Douglas High School, and it's been a month, and certainly things, trying to get back to some normalcy. A lot of the kids, especially the football team, getting involved in a lot of things, and last week I had the pleasure of being up there for that Dolphins event that kind of showcased a lot of the kids in the community, and it was a lot of great things. But of all the negatives that have been surrounding things, Coach Willis May from Parkland's Douglas High School is the head football coach and an extremely good one. Got some good news as well, as his team will be headed to Georgia, I believe, over Labor Day weekend to play in a tournament. But certainly, this is a guy that I admire so much. He's done a lot for the kids. He continues to do it, and he joins us this evening. Coach May, how you doing this evening?
How's it going? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I really enjoyed the event on Sunday. Got a chance to see some of the people, some of the great residents of Parkland. Not only that, had a chance to see my favorite University of Miami offensive lineman, Mr. Corey Gaynor, and P.J. Fitzgerald, and a good close community. The Dolphins always do a great job. Also, the youth football programs out there benefiting away, and that's your lifeline. That little park right there, along with a couple of other places, is what Douglas feeds off of. Talk about that event for you, and to see your kids, your young kids, get out there and kind of be leaders themselves. It must have been nice for you to watch.
It was absolutely wonderful. I tell you, I can't thank the Miami Dolphins enough for everything they've done. I mean, from the Orange Bowl showcase on to Troy and the Dolphins coming up and putting on the camp for the kids. I tell you, sometimes, Larry, we forget about the little ones. We're all bringing all this stuff home all the time. For the last 3 weeks, we've been bringing nothing but sorrow and pain home, and these little kids are seeing that and picking up on that. I got a fifth grader myself, and Jared's just been, all distraught over how sad we've all been coming home for the last 3 weeks, just, for crying and in pain. And he's
sure
been affected by it. So it was great time for them guys to go out and just, he was a part of it, and they got to go out and have fun and play. And my football players were able to go out there and help lead the drills, and
sure,
it was just a good day by everybody. It was just awesome, and I just can't.
And also, Coach, like Troy Drayton was saying, it's a feel good day. Nobody has to tell you. And I even remarked to you, I said, I stopped at the local market on the way in, and I'm thinking, all the signs that are in all the stores in support of a community. And it's just, that's when it kind of like gets you that you're not in this alone. I mean, that's the fact that everybody is feeling this equally. And so you get some good news of sorts for your football team. You and I were talking, you get a nice invite up to Georgia to start the season. I mean, that's gotta make these kids happy. You got a lot of return, a couple of returning kids who are through this year. Talk about that as well.
They're just thrilled to death. I mean, just to be have the invite to go play in Atlanta, Georgia. September 1st, we're playing St. Matthew's Academy out of Ottawa, Canada.
Nice.
There's some other South Florida teams going to be there. I know Gibbons is going to be there, and Chaminade and American Heritage, and some teams in Georgia, and just some excellent football teams. And just to have the opportunity to go and be a part of that, is a blessing. We really appreciate them doing that for us, and our kids are so excited. I even got a
cut out.
And that was awesome to get them guys to come out, and And they've been in the weight room working, and it's just awesome. I tell you, the support we've got from everybody has just been overwhelming. The community's come together and bonded together like I've never seen since I've been here. It's just amazing. I see kids out in the stores, and everybody's giving hugs, and, you know, we just got each other's back. And, you know, I got to thank, like, all the coaches in South Florida. I can't even name, you know, Monty and Charles and Rack and Matt Garris and Vinny, and all of them guys have just called and you know, gave their condolences and anything they can do. It's been overwhelming, the support that we've got from just and everybody just showing how much they care for our school and our community. It's just been overwhelming.
And even your new buddy Luther Campbell. You see, you can't forget that now. Luther stepped up.
He's... I cannot forget that. After Coach's funeral, we took a little break, me and the coaches, and got away for a day or two. Went.
Oh, nice.
Because I went to talk to him, and he was really great and real, you know. He gave us his condolences and anything he did. It was awesome. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Willis May joining us, head coach at Douglas High School. Also, the thing that we talked about last time, but I kind of want people to understand that, I mean, here it was just 3 days after the tragedy, and you had seven senior football players at the Orange Bowl showcase busting their tails, and we had talked about how they did. I mean, that was another thing that kind of people didn't understand. I mean, you just mentioned how here it's been a month, and your youngest son is still feeling that. Imagine how that is, you know, up close and personal, 3 days after kids, like you said, or family members, friends. But you told me this is something they've worked so hard for, and they just couldn't let this opportunity go. And those kids came and played.
I tell you, it was tough. It was really tough on all of us. You know, it was, like you said, it happened on Wednesday, and here we are, you know, Friday night.
Yeah.
At the vigil going, you know, do we, you know, the kids were like, do we go? Well, you know, I don't know. You know, they were just sad and
sure.
Really wasn't ready to play football. And me and Coach Short talked about it, and we both agreed. And we said, you know, guys, you need to just put your Douglas stuff on, and you need to go and just, you know, ball out and make Coach Feist and Coach Hickson and all them, all the other 15 people, make them all just proud of you with your effort and your strength. And Steve Strong's all about. And man, an outstanding day. I mean, there's two or three of them that's got scholarships from being at that Orange Bowl showcase that day. And they all did something exceptional that day.
Yeah.
And it was just great to see. It was just great to see them smile and have some fun. I mean, Nick Mafroja got an interception, went down the sideline. That's the biggest smile I've seen on him all year.
Yeah.
And you know, not a day later, I seen him in tears from you know, losing friends and Coach Feist and Coach Hicks. And it was a great day for us.
Yeah.
You know, days like that are just awesome. It heals our heart a little bit, but, you know, it's a day-to-day process. And man, our school is just, our kids are so strong. Our kids are overwhelmed. They just overwhelm me with their strength and you know, it's a tragedy for sure, but man, I've seen some good, you know, some good come from it, and hopefully we can keep healing and get some change in this world.
Yep.
You know, they're really going after some serious change to not just help, you know, this area, but also the whole world. And it's just, they're so strong. Our kids are just amazing. They're so strong.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again, obviously, during the spring and then the off season. We'll be ready to board that bus with you to Georgia.
Hey, I'm looking forward.
All right, Coach.
I'm sure you'll be right there.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're all thinking about you every day. You know that.
Thank you. I do know that, and we so appreciate it. And just please continue the prayers and the thoughts for our whole community and our kids And we just, you know, hopefully we can make everybody proud and just show that MSD strong.
Good stuff. Coach Willis May from Douglas joins us. And
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.